Groundhog Day Eve.
Yes, excited about that.
Party plans, Jenny, for Groundhog Day?
Well, we'll be watching and seeing what happens tomorrow afternoon, and I think the big party will happen after the what's determined. You know, is there going to be snow? More snow? Are we going to have? You know, winter's going to stop, so we'll decide what we're going to do once we hear what
see,
he does.
We do it the day before, so if it is a bad forecast, we've got the party in anyhow. That's part of the
That's
key.
That's right. We're always
We tie
prepared.
This into the Super Bowl weekend as well, so it's just a super Groundhog Day type event, and a 9:30 kickoff tonight, so we'll have that out there. I love when when Keith and I say we're going to have a parade or parties, and people say, You're not really doing that, right? And so, no, we are. Just, you're
9:30 on Kirkwood.
We really are.
Well, we are. Just it ends at 9:32. That's the issue that goes along.
Real party people here.
Well, it's time to go to bed and get after
that. Yeah, gotta be in bed.
The month of February is only 28 days. It's very short, but it's very busy, and there's tons of stuff going on. Keith,
Jenny, I want to lead you into this because I spent 20 years at IU, and intuitively at IU you see students and you think you know they got stories and such. Then when I got to Ivy Tech, it's like every one of our students has got a story and heroic things that they're doing and things they're overcoming. And Sunday on the front page of the HT was a story about one of our students who has done things that are absolutely unbelievable. And I know how proud you are of Josh, so talk about Josh.
And, you know, he's done so many things in such a quiet way, too, which is pretty unbelievable. But I guess, you know, if you were to meet Josh, you would think that he's a very quiet student going about his day-to-day business. It was last October when we had a statewide foundation meeting, and Josh spoke in front of the group.
That's Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. And Josh was in the paper on Sunday, the full front page HT article about him and his journey and where he is now at Ivy Tech. And you know, I was asked last October, hey, could you get a student to come and talk about, you know, if they got a scholarship, how that meant to them when they're talking to our Ivy Tech foundation team. And Josh started to talk, and he told his story. And it's the same story that was in the newspaper, where he started at IU in the groups program. He kind of lost his way. He was working jobs here and there. Then he became homeless for lots of different circumstances. Living in his car, decided to come out to Ivy Tech, sleeping in his car for days on end, came out to Ivy Tech, would spend the day on campus, going to classes or doing different things, hanging out there because it was warm and a place to be instead of in his car, and he started to become involved. He saw some flyers here and a flyer there about an event or a meeting or whatever, and sometimes those events included free food, and he needed that. And he became incredibly involved on our campus just from those different meetings that he went to. And today, Josh is our Student Government Association president, and he is incredible. He's a student in our informatics program. He will be graduating in May. And he also won, and there's another Duke It Out competition coming up here, and that's a competition of people who have a business they want to pitch. A pitch competition. He won that last year because he's found a way to create an app to help international students find housing. So, I mean, this is a gentleman with a lot of potential, pretty incredible. Like I said, leads our students in the Student Government Association, and he does it very quietly. And he also works for us. He's working for us part-time. And what does he do? He greets students. He answers the telephone to guide our students accordingly. I go to him often when I find out a student needs some extra help, and he just takes it and goes. And what I love, the last thing that he said in the article was that all of this, all leading up to where he is today, was really a blessing in disguise. And Josh is going to head over to Purdue in the fall and continue his degree. And just remember the name Joshua Johnson. He's going somewhere for sure. We will see him back, I'm sure, in years to come. So. Pretty cool article.
Makes Mom Vaughn pretty proud, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You kind of are a mother to all the students out there in many ways.
Yeah. I wonder if they like that sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Mom doesn't always say nice things. Sometimes they say, are you studying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what are you doing?
Keep
I didn't
them in line.
Come
that's
into
it.
Class. Yeah, that's right. Well, Josh is just one of the special ones, so it's pretty cool.
Now, we've got a speaker coming to speak at Ivy Tech, and kind of an interesting concept of what's going on there.
Right. So we have a diversity committee on campus, and you've heard us talk about some of our events throughout the years, and they've really honed the different events down. We get probably four a year, and this is our first one for the spring semester. So next week on February 8th from 2 to 4, we will have Janine Bell, who is the Richard S. Melvin Professor of Law at IU's Maurer School of Law. So she's local. It's a partnership that we have with IU. She'll be coming over to speak. She's an author and a nationally recognized scholar in the area of policing and hate crime. So she will give her talk will be on police violence and its effect on citizens' trust. And so she will be here. It's a free event, again, sponsored by our diversity committee. It's Thursday, February 8th from 2 to 4 in Shreve Hall. I'm really excited to hear her talk and come on out and see what she's got to say. It should be very interesting.
When last we talked, and by the way, we're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. When last we talked, you talked about Chef Stacy Strand and the award that she won. But she's doing something else at Ivy Tech. And presumably this is open to the public. It's not just students who can come there.
It is kind of primarily for students, but, you know, we would never say to somebody, you know, you're out of here. You know, so if somebody showed up, that would be just fine because, you know, they could actually potentially be a student someday, so you never know.
That's right.
So Chef Stacy Strand was our this year's President Award recipient for our campus, and what she's doing in collaboration with our student life and our student development office is the last Tuesday of every month, through the spring semester, she's holding a nutrition and cooking class for students. So it's pretty cool. It's part of our recreation and wellness program for student life. It's in its third semester, and this class is led by Stacy. It's going to be great. The classes she's going to focus on understanding additives in food, preparing and eating food rather than processed food, and understanding sugars and all that kind of thing. And what's really cool is yesterday she had her first class of the semester, and she focused on foods that sounded healthy but aren't healthy. So I missed that one. I need to get the cliff notes on that one. they're pretty cool. So the last Tuesday of every month, they're doing that nutrition class. It's pretty awesome.
Foods that sound healthy but aren't healthy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Peanut butter
salad?
And jelly?
I don't know. I kind of get the cliff notes. I'll report out next week.
Well, that's your homework assignment for next week. Jenny Vaughn's our guest, the chancellor of Ivy Tech, popping in here on a Groundhog's Day Eve.
Before we let you go, Jenny, you've got the Science Olympiad out there this weekend.
Great.
Yeah, which will be really cool. So that's on Saturday at starts at 9 o'clock, and it'll go throughout the entire day. It'll end at 4 with an awards ceremony. It's on our main campus. Which will be great, and it's an event for middle and high school students, which have teams of 15 students to compete on all different things focusing on science and engineering. So, and you're welcome to come out because you'll be able to see what all of these kids are doing. There's going to be teams from across the state, including our own service area, so, you know, Bloomington Home School, Brown County Middle School, Mitchell Junior School, Mitchell High School, Bachelor will all be there, and we think there'll be about 20 teams, and those with the highest scores will go to the State Science Olympiad, which will be at IU in March. So come on out again this Saturday, February 3rd, after Groundhog's Day, at 9 o'clock.
And if you go by the parking lot and see a lot of school buses there, you'll understand why all those school buses are there. These kids are so full of energy and
so
pride in what they
yeah.
do. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's really a blast. And, you know, our staff, we have, you know, 200 full-time employees. Well, half of them will be there volunteering to help that day, which is, makes me very proud of what our staff does to, you know, help our community, you know, staff events and different things like that. It's really awesome.
Well, you have a great weekend. We've been speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech.
You're rooting for the Super Bowl. Let's get to the important things.
Yeah, I can't root for either of those two teams.
There you go, and I think that's kind of the
I'm a 49er fan.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's kind of the the temperature of the Super Bowl, it's like, well, geez, right. The Patriots are back in Philly. Who roots for Philly? Gee whiz.
Please.
Philadelphia boots Santa Claus 1 year. Remember that? Oh, my gosh. How are we going to root for those guys, even against the Patriots?
Yeah, really.
Well, hey.
Exactly.
Have some fun. Stay out of trouble. And we'll talk to you.
That's no fun.
Oh, well, that's right. Now, your homework. Foods that sound healthy but are really bad for you. So
stay tuned.
We'll do that. We'll do that like in a game show format next week. It'll be me versus Keith, and somebody will go in a dunk tank down the road for something.
All right, you got it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, checks in with us every Thursday. Puts up with us every Thursday morning just after 7:35. We always appreciate her time.